everybody. This is Ronnie Emmetron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here again to do some healings with everybody. Tonight is Friday, and tomorrow is Saturday night live on the Light Shift. So if you're new to the program, you may want to come on tomorrow. It's on Station 1 as opposed to tonight, which is Station 2. And it starts at 9 o'clock PST. And we go to the Light Shift for maybe 10 minutes or so for healings for people. These are physical healings. And you can get an idea of what we do on our conference calls. On Mondays and Fridays, like tonight, we just cut off of one. The calls start at 5:30 PST for 1 hour in length. And we go to the Light Shift for physical healings, and the cost of that is only $20. So if you're interested in physical healings, you may want to contact me or go on the website and sign up for them. And it's, like I said, Mondays and Fridays, 5 o'clock PST, and it's a one-hour Light Shift healing conference call. And you're transported to the Light Shift where the Light Beings doctors work with you. And it's a great experience for everybody. And you feel normally better afterwards, and you can't have physical healing. So the show tonight, we'll be talking about this here. We have a special event coming this coming Sunday and also the following Sunday. So that's March 1st and March 8th. We could do more of these, although at this point I'm only planning to do two of these. And this is where you are actually going to have some of these extraterrestrial. I could use the word alien, might be better. People associate with the word alien and then think of the movie Alien, where this thing pops out of the guy's chest and haunts people and chases them down, etc. Well, we have similar things, maybe not looking that way, but who knows, inside of us. These are brought to us by the ETs, and these are normally come into us through our genetics. They're imprinted into our genetic coding, and at a certain time frame, as far as maybe the chronological time in years, normally we'll just say right now before ascension time, they're being activated probably much more than normal. But we really don't have any reference, you know, to the body that we were in typically, you know, in your last lifetime. But we do know that they're in us in this lifetime. And so the Light Shift helps us to get rid of these things out of us. The Light Shift will work with you to help you with this here. A good question by Dreamer is, will we ever get to the end of them? Well, that's hard to say. Whether this one session this Sunday will get them out for you. Remember last weekend we did a 18-hour conference call working with these, so we're doing a continuation here. So if you are new to listening to this, you may want to get on this here. These are energies that are inside of you moving around, and they should not be there. They can cause many, many problems in your body. I think one lady mentioned that her stomach shrunk in quite a bit, and I think she said she dropped like 3 dress sizes or pant sizes, I should say. So anyway, a lot of people feel more space in their body as what they have had released out of them gone. They can cause your body to have pain, itching, and also maybe a hardness somewhere in it, just like a solid cement. So we'll get back to doing this conversation with you in a few minutes here. If you want to get on the fast chat and ask questions, you can, about the extraterrestrial critters. There's many of those, and we'll do some samples tonight. So we'll put Sylvia on if she's out there in cyberspace. And cyberspace, Sylvia, are you out there?
Hi, yes, I am, and welcome, everyone. So it's good to be with you again on a Friday night. And, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to talk about this wonderful event that's happening this weekend. And for anyone who was on the three-day accelerator weekend last weekend, they know what powerful healing this was, and I think that everyone on the call experienced just a tremendous amount of energy happening in their body and these things moving out. So that was great. And Ron, it's interesting how you know, we were on the Light Shift actually the whole weekend, the whole entire weekend, even though the actual conference calls were about 17 or 18 hours. But it was just so wonderful being on the Lightship for 3 days straight. And so will people be pretty much on the Lightship this whole Sunday, you know, the whole day, or how does that work?
Yeah, I would say so. So if you are going to sign up and come on this call, they'll probably be working with you, preparing you maybe the day before partially, and definitely on the whole day you're going to be on the Lightship. So this is kind of how it works. They're working with you to help you release these things. And remember, these are dark side beings that actually live here physically, too, that we can see. But their energetic life form, you know, unfortunately, is inside of our bodies, causing us harm, taking away our life force energy. If, you know, not having the planet coordinates or natal chart is bad enough, they're mind controlling you. Now we have these things inside of us, and they can also present themselves to us as a shapeshifter. So they can actually come forward if you have a big one in you, and it can inhabit your whole body, and it can actually start to come into the silhouette of you. We'll just say your auric field, and people can actually see that. So that gets kind of scary, too. But that's the way life is here on this planet. This planet has not been protected by the Galactic Federation, so we're suffering because of that, unfortunately. So most people who were on the call that I have had feedback from really enjoyed it, and they do feel different, feel like they have more life force energy, feel like the inside of their body is you know, a lot more room for them, and just feel better. So if you're interested, you know, you can still come on the call. It's a conference call. You're going to be on it for 8 hours. We'll break probably every hour just to, you know, walk around, et cetera. So you want to get a speakerphone to do that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I was just on the phone there with BBS because I think we had someone reporting a little echo that they were hearing. And other people are saying it's okay, so they're going to check it out, but just bear with us if you are hearing that. So, sorry, Ron, I didn't hear what you were saying right before.
Do we have anything on the fast chat that you want to pick up and talk about or anything?
Yeah. Well, we have a question that says, what dimension are these parasitic life forms on if we can't see them?
Well, remember, just because we're on 3D, there are 3D energies that we can't see. So it just depends how you're representing or looking at 3D. There's different dimensions inside of dimensions. So they're here physically with us in our dimension. And I have had people say they can see them. So it just depends how you are, you know, how you're able to see things. Because people do actually see them. I actually see them, you know, in people, too. So that's how I can take them out of you. I couldn't see him, I wouldn't know that they were in there. So this is how this healing has started, basically. We started seeing these things probably 5 years ago or so in people. So it's not new, it's just that the Lightship is now able to come down strong enough to be able to release them. So this is what where we are now. And, you know, this is what's here, and we deal with these things daily. And unfortunately, this is the way life is on this planet. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, you know, not everyone can see those things, and probably most of us wouldn't want to, wouldn't like what we saw if we did see them. But everyone probably has had, or many people have had experiences feeling them and just not knowing what it was that you're feeling, or just feeling like the... you know, feeling not well and not really sure why. So I know, Ron, you've mentioned, you know, for people, if you're, for example, if your head itches for no reason, that's one thing that's an indication. Or you may feel like, well, I know there were people on the call that reported some incredible things, like one lady that was talking about how her heart always had a heaviness around it, and she would have feelings like she was having a heart attack or something, but the doctors couldn't find out what was actually causing that. You know, and that's always really fun to go to the doctor when they think, you know, you're just crazy or it's coming from your head or whatever they tell you if they can't find things. But during that last weekend call, she experienced that energy leaving her and stopped having that problem. So all kinds of things can be happening to you as a result of these things that are innocent, aren't supposed to be there. And when they come, you know, you might think that that's just the way life is supposed to be because we're used to it. But when those energies are gone and you start to feel your spirit energy being able to come so much more forward with you in your body and in your lifetime, then it's just incredible to realize how much of our energy has been being robbed from us by this experience. So, Ron, could you kind of address that a little bit and how this comes into play as far as presenting our own spirit energy from being with us?
Okay, yeah. So what happens is these things start taking up space in your body, then your spirit can come in. It doesn't want to deal with these soulless beings that are with you, the darkness, so it doesn't go there. This is why you may not heal also, because these things are with us here. This is a dark side energy, so it has to get released from you. As somebody comments here about an echo still, so if people who are having an echo, if you could just call BBS and talk to them about that, because I have no way to change anything on my end here. Again, so they're working with the echo, and hopefully my voice is clearer right now. So yeah, they're just with us, and when they come into us, like I mentioned on the fast chat, you know, if you're not home, basically who is? And what are you doing to protect your body temple from these things? It's a very good question. If you have aligned yourself with darkness, which means typically going to a dark side practitioner and having maybe curses or spells put on you, where it takes away and dilutes your spirit energy, and or having somebody do something like that in the name of the light. Remember, the light never promotes itself. So if you have somebody sending you transmissions from the mind energy, and that could be even, you know, somebody who thinks they're sending you a transmission from, you know, Archangel Michael every Saturday morning or whatever, or at noontime every day, and you sit there in meditation, you know, and you're there for half an hour thinking you're getting this divine energy and your body feels wonderful because you think you're hooked up to the light. Well, you're getting the darkness to you. So these things come in. So you're allowing yourself to have these things come into you because of really not understanding that your only true connection is with your spirit inside of yourself. So if you are doing these things, you probably have caused yourself a lot of harm. If you have ever participated in any type of earth healing, putting love energy to the earth, etc., most of that energy is mind energy. So groups that align with that, and people do it all the time on certain key dates, maybe it's the same numbers each month. You know, the typical one was like 8808 of last year. I get people sending me emails about people aligning with these archangel energies, and masters are going to be coming in here on a certain time, certain date, and bringing in love energy. Well, those are all darkness energies. The light does not bring themselves that way. The darkness, remember, mimics the light, so they'll figure out some way to use your spirit energy to steal it again from you, like it always does. And once you're hooked up, once you decide to say, yes, I'm going to do that, it feels great to me, you know, it feels like it's a heart-based healing, and I can bring love energy to everybody on the planet, which, remember, is a psychic attack to them, then you are hooked up. And then you bring in these things into us. So if you've ever done that, then you've harmed yourself greatly. You know, just to be perfectly honest, I don't really hold any punches here. Remember, it's up to you to get out of it. So if you've done that, you've harmed yourself plus other people on the planet. Look at the movie The Mist. That'll give you a good idea of what happened here. And or what you were involved with. Another thing that happened, which a lot of people may balk at, is when we had the harmonic convergence, back in maybe 87 or something. Same process. The mind energy came in. People thought that they were going to use collective consciousness from the darkness. They thought it was light, that it was divine energy. Everybody aligned to it. Things did change because, remember, the mind energy is very powerful. But was it working with love energy? What was the trade-off from that? You know, maybe our physical conditions now on the planet that we have was formed and caused by that. Maybe the energies of the ice caps melting, maybe our financial situation because the darkness came in very, very strong. And the last thing that happened was somebody was talking about having this 2,000-mile alien UFO come and appear to everybody on the planet. So a lot of people got into that one, too. Remember, the light doesn't come and promote itself, you know, like on a billboard or having these energies come in. You already have it. Like I say, you only need one book in your metaphysical library, and that's the one that has one page, very simple, go within. So this is the teachings of Jesus. So if you are a Christian out there and you believe in his teachings, that's all you really need to know, is that you have to go within to get your information. Anything that's outside of yourself is going to typically be energies that may not be conducive to you. And the way you discern that is to go to your heart center. And so most people don't do that. They use the mind, and the mind will lead yourself and anyone else astray. You know how groups follow each other, you know, single file like sheeple. And this is what you want to do is just to, you know, go to your heart. If you don't go to your heart, then you're lost. That's probably why you're listening to this program here. So the main thing is don't go outside of yourself. And we're going to do some samples now, which may help you somewhat to get rid of some of these energies. During the 17-hour show, we took out tons of these things out of people. I think we probably had about a dozen life forms that resemble physical life forms here on this planet, and they have their energetic counterpart that resides in our body. So what we're going to do now is a very nice one. This works with the energy in your head. We talked about that a little bit earlier. These are the maggot energies. There's also the scarab. So we're working with two of these here. And so the maggot energies, you know, crawl around the outside of your scalp and go inside of your brain and crawl around. Might make your head kind of itch internally. Might make you feel a little foggy. And here they come. We're going to get rid of the maggots. So, and you might even see these. Might see them leave yourself. Might even feel that. So sit back and relax. And now we're going to do the sci-fi part of the show that's real. So here we go. Coming out, releasing some of these energies from you. Just because you're having this healing does not mean that they're all out of you. You could probably turn on the archive. It'll only work a few times for you. But, you know, if you think you're going to come on and listen to it 1,000 times to release them, it won't work that way. The archives only are active for each person for probably about 3 times because it's up to you to come forward to actually do the real clearing. The samples here are just designed, and this is through all the over 350 archives, are just designed for you to get a clue of what's really happening. So here we go, coming out. And you might feel them leave you. If your head is itching, that's because we activated them. We stirred the pot up, and they're being released from you, the ones that we can get out right now. So just sit back and relax. Get rid of some of the ET critters out of you here. You might have better eyesight after this year. You might have a little peace of mind. Here we go, coming out. And more is coming out. Anybody wants to type on the fast chat what they're feeling, that'd be great too. In fact, if we can, we can do the open line here. If you want to call in, somebody wants to explain what they're feeling right now from this too, that'd be great. You have to get the phone number. I don't have it handy here in front of me. But you can call in. It's a toll-free number. So I will take a couple of phone calls, but please be very, very brief so we can do more healing.
I've got the number, Ron.
Okay, go ahead, Sylvia. You can tell it to the people.
Yeah, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756.
Great. Well, still
taking. And we have a couple of great questions in the meantime while we're waiting for a caller.
Sure, I'm still clearing here, so I'm multitasking.
Okay, you multitask. I'll feed you questions.
Okay.
We have a wonderful question from Pranav, and that's referring to the quarantine bodies, which for those that are listening that might not have heard about that, what that's referring to is that when we go to the Lightship for healing, if you have a particular one of your energetic bodies that's contaminated with these types of energies, it doesn't actually go to the Lightship. It goes into a quarantine room so that that energy cannot get into the Lightship. And so Pranav is asking if these ET parasites are the main reason for our quarantine body. Can you answer that, Ross?
Yes, and also where they have connected you to the darkness. So you could have implants in the darkness that are active in you too. But yes, I would say that would be a yes. Remember, the quarantine bodies are bodies that are infiltrated with darkness, and they're still active and connected. So yes, that this is why people don't have a healing, because the part of you that needs the healing is already infested with something, and the Lightship does not allow that to be on it. So you put into quarantine. The parts that are of light that have not been attached do go to the Lightship for healing. So like I said before, people who have in this lifetime and in past lifetimes, remember, you're working with your genetics, align themselves with dark energies, mind energies here, then you're probably connected to the darkness some way, allowing these critters to come into you. Remember, they're still in your DNA. And if not, you may have been connected to maybe some curses and spells, or maybe you aligned yourself with some really dark beings in a lifetime because you've got a trade-off of working in the darkness. And that's passed on into your body. If you had a child, they have that. Remember, you're living the life of your ancestors. So typically, this is kind of how it works. And your spirit can also be wounded from all these things, too. This is what people do. The dark side practitioners, you've heard about this, putting spells on people. They don't really put a spell on your body. They put a spell on your spirit. And they capture part of your spirit and torment it. And then it comes back to you and causes a physical condition because it has a problem. And your body, then, is the end result, the manifestation of what your spirit's going through. Very, very sad. Mind energy is so strong here, and unfortunately, this is New Age metaphysics. This is what they're teaching everybody. If you get into that genre, that your thoughts can control your reality. And this is a secret. This is the practitioners who do this. So to me, they're all in darkness. And they may not like me saying that, but personally, it doesn't matter, because this is what they are. They're working with mind energy. So here we go. Mind energy is not of the light. Anything in time, anything that's in time with the darkness energy is not of the light, because the light only works in the moment, in the present now. And the present now is when you're out of time, then you're in the light. So once you fully understand that, just write it down on a piece of paper. When you're out of time, you're in the light. When you're in time, you're in the darkness. And when you're in the darkness, then the mind controls you. It's just very, very simple. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you if we have any questions here.
Okay, and, people may not be able to call in tonight. I think that you and I, Ron, are on different lines because of the echo problem and having to come back in. So if you're listening and you tried to call in and you're experiencing a busy signal for Station 2, that might be what's happening. So, but there are some great comments on the fast chat. Ron, one was from, I believe it was Sylvia Robin Kids in Toronto, talking about how since last weekend they're able to get so much more oxygen in their body when they breathe, and that they feel that oxygen all the way, you know, up into their head, their brain, and, you know, maybe going places where it was blocked before. So that's really great.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good. So we're done with the negative energies now. Now we're going to do the energy, which are the scarabs. So we may have got rid of 1% of them for you, and you still have more left naturally, but it's just a sample so you can actually feel the difference and know what's inside of you crawling around. You know. So remember, the truth will set you free, even though it might freak you out or scare you. It's better off to know why you have a physical illness and why you can't get rid of it. This is the truth behind it all. they're stealing your life force energy and causing you this pain and trauma. Remember, these things urinate inside of your energetic system. So not only are you dealing with them maybe eating away at you, taking your life force, biting you, causing you pain, they're also urinating inside of you, causing problems too. So the whole thing starts with S, you know. But here we go. These are the scarabs. These are over your third eye. So if you want to go visit Egypt again and get into that aspect, here's the scarabs here. This is what you're drawing to yourself when you get into these sacred mystery schools, which I don't recommend either. That's of the darkness too. Remember, everything in time is not of the light. Like I said, once you catch on to what I'm saying, then you're going to start to realize that, yeah, I better backpedal, and hopefully I can pull myself out of this ditch that I dug in that's suffocating me here. And we have clearings for that. I have a dark side practitioner clearing on the website, which you can do yourself online, and then also, you know, you definitely want to get the unlimited version, which allows you to go on whenever you choose to at $50. And you can go on, 10 times a day if you wish to get these things off of you. So, remember, when a dark side practitioner hooks you up, they're dealing with maybe thousands of people living today that are filling these energy pools up of negative things. And they work according to somebody's thoughts. So, that's how it works. They can draw their energy off of this gigantic energy pool and direct this little beam down to you, and all of a sudden you have problems. How it works. Even a beginner, person reading a book once, reading a few chosen passages to put a spell on somebody, they're very effective because of that. So here we go, the scarabs are coming off of you. And here we go. And I'm getting emails from people who have chosen not to, if at all possible, not to shake hands or touch people. And some people who have actually had that happen, because they were cleared out last weekend, actually felt the pain come into their body and these things squirming around inside of them as maybe their best friend touched them or shook their hand or hugged them. So like I said, you know, the truth will set you free. So a lot of people are changing their lifestyle as much as they possibly can to stay clean, keep their body temple holy and clean, to keep these things out of you. So here we go. And these are the scarabs coming out. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, I'll mention also that we had a couple other great comments. One from Siva saying, my body feels light and free, especially my throat and abdomen. Thank you, Ron. And Spirit saying that my head does not itch anymore, so that's wonderful. Let's see, we have a question about, can we put like some type of, the question disappeared, so I'm not sure if I'm wording it exactly, but the question was, can we put some kind of energy barrier around ourselves to keep from being able to receive these transmissions?
I don't think it's that simple. You know, the only way to truly protect yourself, and it may not work completely anyway, but you know, you want to get into your body. Once you're in your body fully with your spirit, then you know it's harder for these things to come into you, because when you're home, you know, nothing else can come in. So if you meditate or something and you go out of your body, then you're opening yourself up to these things coming into you. So your only protection that I can see is to get in your body more, and that way your spirit takes up the spaces where these things are going to come into. And, you know, I won't say that's 100%, but that's your starting point. So, you know, that's what you have to do first. As far as the protection, well, you know, you can put up stop signs around you, but the dark side doesn't read. The dark side has their own script, and they don't obey spiritual law. So whatever you do with the light energy, you know, thinking that you're going to call in the masters or whoever to help you, they don't obey those laws. So it's how much horsepower you have with you and with your spirit, and also, you know, what the light ship can do to help you. And this is why we have these sessions. This is why I have my holistic services out, to help you regain your integrity of your spirit inside of your sacred body temple. And it's up to you to do that. Most people don't understand, will never understand, and they're lost. But here we go. We're going to release another energy. We're still doing the scarabs here. So these go over your third eye. You might find that your vision is changing, improving, and these are being released here. Here we go. More is coming out. And I guess we got the echo again, sounds like. So if my voice is echoing, it's probably the dark side doing this here naturally. So you might want to contact BBS, see if they can change something on their end. Just give them a telephone call, please. Okay, here we go. And next, what we're going to take out of you, so just see how your vision is right now. I'm not saying that your third eye is going to work better, but you may be able to have it work with your physical eyesight and be able to sense, see more colors. That happens to a lot of people. The next one we're going to take out is the octopus energy. This one here is probably one of the more deadly ones with us here. And we're going to work on this energy that's going to be around your, maybe the middle of your back, where I see it connected, on your spine, ribcage, heart, and lungs. So we're going to take one of these out. Here we go. There we go. First tentacle is out. You may have felt that, everybody. Number two is going to come out. Got a little note from Kyle saying doesn't want to leave. Yeah, they don't want to leave. Here we go. Number two, tentacle is coming out. There we go. And number three. Yeah, this one's hanging on. Remember these little suction cups that are inside of you. They don't want to let go, and they also give you poison through these. Okay, this is wrapped around your neck. Number three, coming out. Being released. And your body might shake possibly during this process here. Coming out. There, that one's out. Okay, next one here. This could be around your arms, also around your neck. These are all kind of upper body. So I think it's number four. Is that correct, Sylvia? Number four tentacle. Let me call on BBS. There we go. Number four is out. Let's go to number five. And it's trying to bite me, so I'm dealing with lots of these right now and all of you here. Here we go, and number six. Out, number seven. Not much left here on this one here to hang on. This is wrapped around your lungs. Out, and the last one. Here we go. This one's kind of down your throat, so if you're kind of gagging right now, that's just because it's having this little tentacle wiggling outside of your mouth here, hanging around there, looking around, wiggling, coming out, going down now, pulling it out, like through your rib cage. There we go, coming out, going down your throat, and that one's released. Now we're going to get the body out of you, and it's a very, very large body. These actually are shapeshifters too, in a sense, because they're inside of you. You've looked at somebody and they look kind of scary, and you maybe saw one of these in them, or you saw some other type of reptilian life form. Well, that's who was there. There we go, coming out. This happened to become more visible. And here comes the body, almost out. Out. There we go. So, and yeah, I wouldn't eat squid. Mike has a comment here. Yeah, so if anybody goes out to the sushi bar and wants to have squid and octopus, etc., you're just getting their DNA back into you again. I don't think I'd recommend doing that. So, here we go. So, back to you, Sylvia. That one is released.
Ah, that's a relief. Let's see. So I wanted to mention briefly, especially for the people that may not be real familiar with this, if they want more information or more details about this weekend, you can go to creationlightship.com. And on the left-hand side, there's a menu bar that runs down. And go way down, and you're going to see a section that has flyers listed. I think it's in the networking section, if I'm not mistaken. And you just click on the word flyers, and then it'll take you to a page where all of the different recent flyers are posted. And the last two of them are about this Sunday, which is March 1st, and next Sunday, which is March 8th. And I want to also mention, because there's been a change since the last time we talked about this, that the time is going to start at 10 a.m. Pacific time instead of noon. So please make a note of that 2 hours earlier. So it's going to go from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. So it's basically 8 hours with small breaks here and there. And the phone number to contact Ron if you want to sign up for that is 877-384-3257. That's 877-384-3257. And let's see if we have any other comments. Well, I think Kyle was saying that he feels the spirit energy coming in way more after the ET parasites are gone. So that's fantastic.
Okay, and we'll get out another one here.
Okay.
And this one here is crap. So I myself have decided I'm not really a big seafood fan person, but I'm not going to eat any more seafood. Somehow this is where they chose to come into our planet and come into us. So here we go. So that's your own choice. If you want to eat an octopus leg, you can. And I'm sure the octopus in you is probably going to be really bummed out because you're eating part of its own life, its own particular DNA. But that DNA might even like. Might want you to go out and eat a whole bunch of these things. Maybe it gets replenished. So here comes the crab. So here we go. And these again, they're crab legs wrap around you, constrict you. So that's what basically happens, in case you're wondering what's going on inside of your body. These things, unless they bite you on the skin, which there's quite a few that do, or go underneath your skin. There's different words that we've talked about. You know, you feel your skin crawling. Well, what do you think that is? Or, you know, you have cobwebs in your brain. Well, what do you think that is? Okay? So all these are true, just that they didn't really understand these little sayings that we used to say. We don't hear them anymore, though, because of the mind control, probably. You know, 20 years ago, things were, you know, talked about a lot, even in the old black and white movies. But because of the ETs presenting us mind control here, they kind of numbed us out. They got us more into seeing war pictures of battling these things, which is kind of good too, I guess, to bring awareness for people. And then they probably hook you up energetically as you watch it anyway. So here we go. Here's a crab. So mainly what happens is the ones inside of you constrict your body organs, take up the space where your spirit's supposed to be inside of your body. And they drain your life force energy, they bite you, and they live on you. It's like a leech, okay? So, and there's also leeches that attach to us. But here's the crabs coming out of you. Here we go. And these are energetic. And taking them away from you, hopefully you're going to feel a change in your body. And if not, you may have the awareness to this process, so you're going to want to get on the call to give your body some relief. And the whole process here is, with the light shift, which I talk about all the time, is how much do you love your body? Your body would like to get the hell out of here. You know, it can do the ascension. It's in genetics, you know, you've missed all these ascensions for thousands and thousands of years, probably 50, 60, 80,000 years. Remember, every 2,000 years, ascension time comes. Your body now finally has a chance to get out of here. So why don't you give it the gift and have some clearings done? You owe it to your body. You've suffered here long enough. So here we go. Here's the crab energies coming out. And they also breed inside of you. I'll just talk about that a little bit as I'm clearing. They have eggs. They have families. They have relatives. And so you want to get those out of you, too. This is what we do in these sessions, is try to get out as much as possible. So here we go. The crabs are leaving. These are more abdominal type of energies that I'm seeing here. Probably more intestinal energies. and more is coming out. And remember, if you're not home, who is, okay? Probably one of these shapeshifters coexisting with you. And here we go. More is coming out. Okay, the other programs that we've done, two on BBS, doing these things here. One of them, if you wish to go on the archives, along with this one here, the archives are 10:10:08 and 11:30:07. So if you're interested in having an idea of other things that are with you, but we just decided to do this marathon session last weekend and also on this one here. So here we go. More crabs are coming out of you. There. And now we're going to do another one. We're going to do the leeches. So you may feel this on your skin. And here we go. There we go. More is coming out. So if you ever go to a UFO conference, if that's what you choose to do, you might ask some of the speakers why they're not protecting us. A lot of people talk about how wonderful they are, how they're going to be coming to save the planet. Well, where are they? Hello? Here we go. And more of these are coming out of us now. Feel like little suckers leaving your skin here. You could even have bruise marks as they leave you. That's a possibility too, a little bit here. There we go. Might be causing blemishes on your skin that you don't know about. Maybe pimples. There we go. The pigment changes that you have coming out. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again. You got as much out as you can of these leeches right now.
Okay, are there a particular kind, Ron, that tend to affect people in their heart center and maybe block the energy there so that their spirit can't connect with it?
Yeah, we can work with the heartworms. There are worms that go into your heart, too. Also inside of your body. So we'll take out some of those here. Oh, man, these things are yucky. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, you might feel your heart lighting up here. Okay. More is coming out of your heart. And here we go. And they probably also are attaching themselves to your spine around you. Remember, they got to hang on to something. Here we go. More is coming out. I'm just going to cut these right now because a lot of them are hanging on and too hard to pull them out, so we can do a big laceration here and just cut them in half. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now they're cut in half. Now we're going to pull out the first half of these here. Makes it much easier right now. And get out the second half. There we go. So just see how you feel now. That might help you out somewhat. Back to you, Sylvia. I need to get some water to drink here.
Okay, so let's see. Mike has a question. If someone misses the March 1st session, can they still do the March 8th session?
Yeah, that's so, no problem. You can also get on at absentee also. I have people who are going to be calling me just to check in for the first 15 minutes. on the telephone, on the conference call line, and once I connect and you're on, I can also put you on absentee too, just by having your name. And just kind of note today, because you will be feeling energies more than likely happening to you as these things are released from you. So either way works. Yeah, I would say is get on as many of these calls as I do to bring you back more into your body and to get rid of these things that are harming you. So back to you, Sylvia.
So on the flyer, I noticed, Ron, it said that there's no prerequisite for people to attend.
So that's correct, because this doesn't require any type of releasing of energies prior to these. So you can just get on and, for the first time with the light shift, have these things taken away from you as much as we can. I cannot guarantee they're all going to be out of you, even if you were on the 17-hour call and you went on the next two. But you're going to feel better, and the more you get out, the better off you are. At some point, they would probably be all released from you, but I have no way of knowing that. And, you know, I don't know if you're doing certain practices that bring them in anyway. Kind of like going to the doctor. You know, you go to the doctor with a broken arm and you get it out of the cast, well, and you feel great. Well, there's no guarantee you're not going to break your arm in the next 5 minutes, you know. So that's how I look at it. But once you're cleaned out of what does leave you, they will not come back. They're terminated. Or they go to the light either way, depending on what your choice is at that time. But so the ones that do get released are gone. They will never come back to you again. But there's no guarantee at all, just like going to the doctor, that you're going to be free from these things forever, because there's no way to know. Remember, your consciousness and what you've been geared to and your genetics, you know, they can be activated more and more on you. But when you do get them out, you feel better. So it's up to you to kind of move forward. And it's hard to say, you know, how the dark side is working with us, because we don't know. The light doesn't understand this. It only works in the now. The darkness has, like I said, working with the planets, with your natal chart. So you're following a predetermined script. We're just figuring out what you're doing and getting rid of these things. So maybe they're not going to come back any longer. Maybe the message will be sent back to, like, maybe where the octopus comes from, this dark side universe, that better not come into this one body because they'll be terminated. So that might be the message to them, and they'll never come back to you again. But I don't know that. You know, I can only just know that what's released from you is gone, and, you know, that's about all that I can tell you. And you will feel better typically afterwards, unless maybe you have something else happening to you and you don't feel the energies leaving you, or you don't feel anything going on after the session or sessions, then you have something else that's probably much more drastic that you need to go through. It could be some type of abduction thing. It could be something that's much more intense than just these animals, these beings, these things, these critters inside of you. So back to you, Sylvia. So I'll just continue on here. So we'll do another clearing here. And we're going to do one, let's see here. I guess we'll do the ones that bite us. So we'll do some of the scorpion energies, okay? These normally are typically on your skin. Here we go. Being released from you right now. There we go. And there's no way to know what you can use for protection, if that's even a valid word to use here. Like I said, your only protection is to get more into your body, and that's up to you to do that. That's your responsibility in this lifetime, is not to leave your body. So here's more of these scorpions coming out of you. And you might feel them on your skin walking around as they're being released. And once you get that pot stirred up, then they start moving to get out of here, and you may start to feel them. They've always been there. Just that you might feel these creepy crawlies walking on you here. There we go. we'll just do a quick one here for animals. So, naturally, if you go on these calls, your children are free. And you can also have animals released to these also free of charge. So, these are your pets. I'm going to do one for your animals right now. If you have any animals, they'll be included right now as I release these scorpion energies. Remember, they can come into you and cause poison and cause infection. So we're going to take these out here. So if you have any maybe sores on your body that doesn't want to heal, open sores, maybe you might have something internally wrong with you, they'll be released right now. We'll just see what can happen here. I can't say they're going to all be released, but, you know, we're working on it here. There we go. And there we go. We'll get the ones that, if you have anything wrong with you that has an infection, we're going to take all these energy. This also includes animals that could have that also here. Here we go. And more is coming out. Interesting to note, if somebody wants to get on the fast chat, they do have a part of the body which has infection or kind of has hurt. If that feels any different now as you're working with this here, taking away their poisons out of you. There we go. Coming out. And these kind of go between your skin layers too. So if you feel like your skin was crawling, that's another term that is an old term. You know, this is very possible because this is what you're experiencing. And here we go. We also have the phrase, you know, that you're, you know, we're talking about you and, you know, maybe your ears are burning or something. That's another phrase. That's just talking about the mind energy connecting to you and you're actually tuning into that psychic attack energy when somebody was talking to you. So here we go. There we go. Okay. There, okay, Sylvia. How you doing?
Okay, I think we had a question earlier, Ron, from someone on the fast chat. They were asking, you know, once you start clearing this stuff out and your spirit energy is then able to come into your body, how can you tell, like, what percentage of your spirit is able to come into your body?
Well, you could ask your spirit. Just go to your heart center. That's what I always tell people to do. Naturally, your spirit will tell you how much it's, in you. Remember, you have to go to your heart to do that. It won't be in the mind. So if you're trying to get your connection to your divinity in your mind, that's the darkness. So that will not give you the proper answer. So you want to just go drop down into your heart. Like we've done on previous shows, you count from 10 down to 1 and drop that mental body. That's a surrender into your heart center. And then ask your spirit what the number is. As I'm reading the audience now, the people are on here from probably about 24% to probably about 89%. So there's some people on here who are real high and some people, you know, aren't too bad. 24 isn't really too bad. 20 is kind of normal. To give you an example, somebody who has glossed over eyes a lot, we'll just say like a bum, a homeless person is probably between 5 to 10%, okay? I don't want to use the word homeless, but a person that doesn't, who lives on the streets, I'll put it that way. And that type of person who eats out of trash cans and is probably on, some type of drug or whatever is normally forced out of their body and they're running about 5 to 10%. The people that are out of their body completely look very scary. Their eyes are completely glossed over. No spark of life in them and the entities that are in them are controlling their bodies and they have really no spirit inside of them to actually do healings on them. So this is the other sad part. Okay, here we go. Still working with some of these energies here, these scorpions here. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. We got a, it's like, time is about up, looks like, since our show is a little short today.
So yeah, it looks like our time is basically
finished. To all of you, if you want to have more of these healings, get these things out of you so you can get more wellness into your body, then come on the call on Sunday, 10 o'clock PST. You can connect with me. And you can go to see the flyer. It talks about it on the website, like the last link on the bottom on the left-hand side. And it's all about healing. This is what this show's about, to get you more into your body. So, and kids are free, and so are animals. So, here we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, yeah, and there's also, like Ron said at the beginning of the hour, there's the conference calls that happen Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So there's all kinds of healing opportunities for you with the Light Ship if you choose to go that route. So just give Ron a call if you're interested in that. And Ron, could we bring in a divine energy from the Light Ship to just enjoy for the evening?
Sure, that sounds great. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. We'll activate her right now. This will be one of the female energies coming through. And here we go. Just kind of watch it. Take about a half a minute. And getting stronger now. And stronger. She'll be activated for probably about half past on the hour for everybody. Stronger. Feels great. Okay, Sylvia. How's she feeling?
Thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight. And these radio shows are able to be sponsored by any listener who would like to do that. It's very easy to do. You just connect with Ron by calling him at 877-384-3257. And you can come on and be live with us on the air and ask any questions that you would like to ask and ask for any sample clearings that you would like to experience. And if not comfortable with coming on the air, you can still be a sponsor and you can write down your list of questions and email them to Ron, and then we'll take it from there. So, but basically being a sponsor is wonderful because it supports this healing radio program, helps Ron to continue this because it's something he does solely at his own expense for each show. And also it helps you in your healing process as well, as you are surrounded by the beautiful divine energies from the Creation Light Ship. So we'd love to have someone on tomorrow night if there are any takers out there. So after that, I guess I'll just turn it back over to you and I'll say blessings and good night to everyone.
Okay, and I'll say blessings and good night, and hopefully see you tomorrow, Saturday night, live on the Light Ship. So bye, everybody. Blessings.
Good night.